This week, we'll bring you special coverage of AFGE's Legislative and Grassroots Mobilization Conference with Representatives Tom Cole and Chris Van Hollen, and the Reverend Terry Melvin, President of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. We'll also be joined by AFGE Council of Prison Locals Western Regional Vice President Michael Meserve, who will discuss the Council's Safe Prisons Project. But first, we've been joined by Washington, D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray. Mayor Gray, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here again.
You just gave your keynote speech address to AFGE's members here at the annual legislative conference. Talk to me about your message to the crowd today.
Well, my message, first and foremost, was about the importance of labor and how we've tried to demonstrate that through our Labor Management Partnership Council in the city. That, in fact, we've developed a strategic plan that has been named for the late Dwight Bowman, who was a senior vice president for AFGE, as many will know. So we were delighted to do that, to memorialize a man who worked so hard on behalf of working people in this city and the surrounding area. And a part of the message also was that we want to make sure that we continue to do the right thing with labor, that we had to do a furlough when I came in the office because our budget situation was so dire. But as times got better, we gave back the entire $22 million to the workforce in our city, that we have a new collective bargaining agreement with labor in the District of Columbia and AFGE in particular, and that people got raises effective last April of 3%. And so that was the first raise in many years that folks had gotten, and we were delighted to do that. I think first and foremost, what we want to do is make sure it's clear that we respect working people here in the city. We respect the role that they play, and we want to make sure that even in some of these contentious and difficult issues, that we know that we're all trying to get to the same place at the end of the day, and that we want to work cooperatively to accomplish that.
Mayor Gray, during your speech, you talked about the importance of running a city with the input of the workers, of the working people who do the jobs every day. Can you talk about that and talk about that vital part of running a city with the input of the workers?
I think it's absolutely critical. There's no way, I can't imagine anybody in a job like mine who would take the position that it doesn't matter, that management can make all the decisions, that you can do it without regard for labor, which is just really, it's unconscionable to think that way. And that's what we've tried to do. You know, the Labor Management Partnership is the formal way of doing it. But we've tried to institutionalize in our thinking, in our emotions, in our way of operating day in and day out, the fact that labor is our partner and that we have to work with labor in order to be able to move the city forward. You look at where our city is today, and it really has come light years in the last 3 years. We are very excited about it. And we know that one of the reasons for that is because we've been able to work effectively with our labor partners.
You mentioned the population growth in the district, 647,000 people, larger than some states in America. What's behind that population growth, and how does it make you feel to see more people moving to the district?
It's very exciting. You know, I'm a native Washingtonian, and it's really uplifting to see that the things that we're doing are working. You know, education is improving, and there are young couples, young parents who want to move into the city. We have early childhood education that is now the most robust in America. We're delighted with that. We're delighted with being such a safe city at this stage. Delighted that there's development taking place all over the District of Columbia. We're also delighted our unemployment rate has come down. When I came into office, it was 11.2%. It has now come down to 8.1%, which is a very substantial drop over the last 3 years. And we are looking forward to continuing to go in that direction. And we've really tried to work on some of the hardest hit areas on the east end of the city, where unemployment was especially pronounced. And we've seen the unemployment rate coming down tremendously in those areas. So I attribute it to us being an exciting city at this stage, a place where people want to be. And also, we've got to work hard, too, to make sure that those people who have paid the price, who have stuck it out over all these years, make sure that they understand this still is a city for them. That's why I've invested recently $187 million in affordable housing in the District of Columbia to help keep people in the city if they want to continue to be here.
You're listening to AFGE's Inside Government, and we're here with Washington, D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray. Mayor Gray, a native Washingtonian, how have things changed over the years?
It's incredible. First of all, when I was growing up, of course, there was no form of home rule here in the city. Home rule came to the city in 1975, and I think we've now demonstrated, after some difficult times, we've demonstrated our ability to manage ourselves. We've had 18 years of consecutive balanced budgets. We have now the largest fund balance in the history of the city as of our most recent audit. And frankly, that, to me, calls upon Congress to say, let the city operate in a democratic way just like every other city and state does in America. We're sort of held hostage. We can't approve our local laws with final approval. We can't approve our own budget. We have a congresswoman who's now in her 12th term, getting ready to run for a 13th term, who can't vote in the Congress. It really is un-American, I'll put it that way. And that is to say that we stand for resistance to taxation without representation, yet put our own nation's capital in that situation. You know, there are 119 nation's capitals in the free world, and we're the only ones that operate in that manner.
How does it make you feel to come to an event like this, AFGE's Legislative Conference, and speak to federal and D.C. government employees?
It's an honor, and to see the hundreds of people who are here at this conference, and to be able to share with them the things that we have done on behalf of AFGE in partnership with AFGE, it's a great source of pride to feel good about coming here, to feel good about the things that we can say, and then to talk about the things that we want to continue to do. You know, like having a collective bargaining agreement that will show some predictability in those relationships in the years ahead.
How important is collective bargaining to the overall process and relationship between unions and management?
I think it's one of the greatest demonstrations of a partnership. And that is, of course, there are going to be areas where we don't agree. But the partnership really demonstrates itself in whether there's a resolve to solve those things. And that's what we've done. We've done it with AFGE, we've done it with others, and we will continue to do that as long as I'm mayor of the District of Columbia.
Mayor Gray, as we close out here today, what are your final thoughts?
Well, that is, I want to thank AFGE for being a great partner, and that we are a growing, developing city that we have 33,000 people who work for our government. You know, we have thousands of people who are members of AFGE. And let's make sure that we keep in front of us how it is that we can continue to grow this city, and that is to grow it in partnership with one another, with management working with labor, and making sure that we have regular, you know, frequent communication and agreement on how we move this city forward. When we have that agreement, I think we can, the sky's the limit.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray. Mayor Gray, always great to have you on the program. Thanks for coming by today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to AFGE's Inside Government, available on demand at InsideGovernmentRadio.com. I'm your host, Jason Fornicola, and up next, we'll continue from AFGE's Legislative and Grassroots Mobilization Conference with Representatives Tom Cole and Chris Van Hollen.